this speculation, John, is not helpful. While we have a two-day mobile unit that visits Sligo on a weekly basis, there is now speculation that that operator wishes to withdraw from that existing contract. My understanding is that the HSE do not wish to end the two-day mobile unit that is in place, but they are having issues, my understanding, finding another unit to replace the existing private provider, which I understand is from the UK. But there's a simple solution here, John, and that solution is to provide a sustained cath lab within Sligo University Hospital. We've looked for this for some time. We believe the population is now in the west and northwest to cater for the provision of such a cath lab. We believe it makes financial sense to provide a cath lab at Sligo University Hospital in terms of cost savings from transport, in terms of private ambulance here services in transporting patients to St Vincent's in Dublin and University College Hospital in Galway. And the Minister for Health and the HSE now need to come clean. The National Review of Cardiac Services in this country started in 2002. We're expecting that review for many, many months. And indeed, I've had correspondence last November from the Minister for Health that the completion date was near. And last December, he was expected to announce the completion date for that national review. We're now in June and we're no wiser of the completion date for the National Review of Cardiac Services. As I say, the review started in January 2018. It's now time for the Minister to come clean and the HSE and publish the National Review of Cardiac Services.